What's up, boys and girls? My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the default location. So the last three shows of Parliament Funkadelic, George Clinton, thereof, will be in California. Am I asking a question or am I stating something that I may or may not know from my history of over 200 plus shows and following this band for damn near 50 years, studying the ins and outs and the complexities of their strategies and tactics and advertising and what this means when they say that, what that means when they say this. I just got one thing to say. Okay, I got more than one thing to say. This tour is not booked as the farewell tour. They're not calling it the farewell tour. They're calling it the final tour. Look at the flyer. Look at the flyer across the top. It says the final tour, not the farewell tour. Wouldn't it be just like Parliament Funkadelic to have their last show in a freaking place like Ventura? Wouldn't it be just like the irreverent, never gonna do what you're supposed to do, Parliament Funkadelic, George Clinton being the leader of such band, never to do what everybody expects them to do or what they're supposed to do. A band after my heart. That's why I followed them for the last 50 years or so, because I would do the same damn thing. I would do it the way I'm not supposed to do it and have my last show in Ventura. I bring all this up because I noticed something strange about these last few shows. Something very strange, out of the ordinary. First of all, there's a bunch of one-offs or here hit and misses. Usually, P-Funk is out there for like 8 months straight. But then they're flying here, flying there. And I've got mine. I've got my shows. I think I've seen them 8 times this year so far. You're going to see them 2 more times. Possibly 3, but we'll get to that later. Since this is the last 3 shows, according to the flyer, because this is the final. Of course, you got to put a question mark after that. You can't, nothing is to say, never say never. You know, only God knows. Stop. Only God knows. But this feels different. This feels different. This feels really, really different. And the band is playing better, whatever better means, than they have in a long, long time. There's more energy into it, possibly because they're not touring 8 months straight, playing every day in different cities and traveling, displaying, getting worn out. I'm seeing some interesting song selections, a little bit out of ordinary. I wanna know if it's good to you, baby. Opening with that, I saw Mr. Scheider doing Presence of a Brain. They're just bringing out some stuff. I'm just saying, they're bringing out some stuff like it's the final push. And it does say, again, I have to say, the word final is on the flyer. The digital flyer, I guess we got to call it now, digital flyers. I'm just saying, things seem different. Things seem different this time. That's all I'm saying. That's it. And the reason I'm kind of bringing this up is because the last 3 shows in California, of course, me being the humble person I am, believe that was for me. And I just got through seeing them at the Novo. And they played 2 times in Austin, I mean 2 times in Texas, but that don't count. Actually, folks did show up down there. Kind of made me not jealous or mad, but that. I felt like I missed out. Not a fear of missing out. I felt like I messed up. I saw Sharon Lyon in Houston down there, in Denver, in Colorado, all these people. I was like, oh. In Arkansas, all them people was at that show. I'm like, oh. What are all these people going to show up in Texas for? I had no idea. Had I known it had been like that, I would have considered it. But I didn't. You know why? Because the last three shows, Parliament Funkadelic is going to do ever, never say never, but ever will happen in California. And the reason I bring this up, the reason I'm really kind of weirdly excited about it, because my buddy, my college buddy called, the one I go to the Steeler games with Rick all the time, would say, hey, we're going to go down to the Monterey show. I was like, I wasn't thinking about Monterey. I was going to be happy with Pomona of all places, Pomona and Ventura. What the hell? Pomona and Ventura. Who plays Pomona and Ventura? And I saw the Monterey show. I was like, I don't need to go up there. Because I worked that day and my PTO was low. But my PTO is back up now. But that's neither here nor neither there but here. I'm going to stop and make sure this thing is recording. I know it's recording. I don't care. I ain't going to stop. But anyway, so I checked the tickets for the Monterey show. And there's seats. And it's sold out. It's not sold out, but all the good seats are gone. I would have to sit like row N or row BB or something like that. And I was thinking, well, you know, you're going to see them two other times up close, intimate. You're going to see them three times in 3 days. If you were to hit that show, you could sit down for one show. You're not even considered that. You know, let's go up there and see what I can do. You know, I usually be able to work it and get, I usually get what I want. Let's just face it. I usually get what I want. So, you know, if I had a seat sitting in the balcony right outside the parking lot, I would still probably end up, you know, Jeffrey would still get his. Let's just be honest. But that deterred me from considering that show. And then I checked hotel prices in Monterey, and they were low. Hotel rooms were cheap. I'm like, what the hell? Monterey is usually expensive. It's Monterey, for crying out loud. And also, the ticket prices for this last show have been really high. Really, really high. Or should I say higher than usual. This show in Ventura, I paid $100 for that damn ticket. Ventura, what the hell? In Pomona, I think I paid a nice little pretty price. I'm just saying, this could be it. And I've told y'all, I've been telling y'all, and I'll probably continue to tell y'all, I got mine. When it's all said and done, come Monday, when it's all said and done, I better look back and say, I did the damn thing. I got mine. 200 plus shows. I can honestly look at myself in the mirror and say, Jeffrey, you did everything you could within reason. And you should feel good about yourself and getting every single drop of P-Funk out of P-Funk for the time and tenure that they did this. Because it says final tour. It doesn't say farewell this time. It says final. That's all I'm saying. And so now I got to consider going to Monterey. Taking the day off and going to Monterey. Hell, I feel like taking the day off for no reason. I just got to be doing 2 days off. And thanking God yesterday that it was Monday. So that I didn't have to lay around the house and eat too much again. And I felt good yesterday. Actually, I didn't feel good yesterday. I had a nasal headache. But I got through the day. I did okay. It wasn't a bad, bad headache. But the nasal acted up and I got a headache. Sure enough, woke up this morning, it's raining. Right before it rains, that's when it happens to me. Every time. And it's like I forget. Like, why is my nose hurting? Why I got this headache? Why I got a headache? And I didn't take Tylenol or Claritin because it wasn't that strong. But it got worse and worse as the day went. And by the time it got to the point where I should have taken something or wanted to take something, it's time to go to bed. But anyway, enough of that. And it's raining today, so we're talking about taking a day off. I would have to take off Friday, drive up to Monterey 5 hours. Then I get a room, and the rooms are cheap. And I love a road trip. Let's just face that. Be a nice little ride up to Monterey, blah, blah. Come back Saturday. And I'm like one day, one PTO day off. I probably said that before, but that's important. And then come back. Coming back now, I would go to Ventura. I wouldn't even have to come all the way home. I would go right from Monterey to the Ventura show. I would probably try to time it out that way. But from Monterey, right to Ventura, then after the Ventura show, you drive home. And then, the next day, got to go away for Christmas Eve. And then I work on Christmas. So, you know, not complaining, maybe even bragging, that I got a lot going on. Not a lot, but you know how it is. But the thing, like I said, I looked up today, I'm thinking, what's up? There's something going on with this tour. There's something. And then, before I did this, I actually Googled. I Googled and I looked for that flyer just to make sure it said final. Because I knew I remember it said final, but I wanted to confirm it. Sure enough, final tour. This is it, people. I got mine. I'll be there for the last show in Ventura, front row, giving up the funk, true funk soldier, all around the world for the funk. I need to get that shirt. All around the world for the funk. I should get that shirt. It's probably too late to get it now before the show, but I'm gonna have it made. All around the world for the funk. I gotta give Tony Cam credit for putting that out there on me. And that's, I like that song. I like that. That was one of my favorite parts of the P-Funk song anyway, Three from the Black Hole. When them girls go, all around the world for the funk. And that's me. And that's who I want to be. And that's what I want to be remembered by. Well, you know, that might be a little bit drastic and overemphasized, but you know what I mean. When it comes to P-Funk, I want folks to know, hey, he was there. He went. He was there. Now, the story does get kind of out of hand. People thinking, I saw P-Funk in Moscow or Russia. Moscow, Russia, and China and all that. Now, those are places I went after I saw him. You know, so they get, he said, oh, in Egypt and this and that. No, those are places I went after I went and saw him. I saw him in London, Paris, Amsterdam, Sydney, Melbourne, and Tokyo. And damn near every city in the United States. Well, not damn near every city in the United States, but tons and tons and tons of places in the United States. So I've been there. I've done the damn thing. I am who I say I am. I've been there front row. They see me. Mr. Clinton see me standing there with my hands on my hips. Wondering what the hell we gonna get. Or just going completely off. New Orleans, DC, New York, Central Park, Vegas, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. Where else? Bunch of other places I can't think. Florida, Houston. I never did Atlanta, and I never did Detroit. Those are two I think about. Utah, saw him in Salt Lake City, Utah, San Francisco, Portland. But that's neither here nor there. Actually, that's everything. To say that's neither here nor there is just being ridiculously modest. It's being braggadociously modest, because that's everything. I mean, come on. It's impressive. Not even impressive me, that list I just ran down. But I got mine. I got mine. And I told y'all, quote unquote, warned y'all. And I hope for y'all. I want to put it out there. Get yours. Get yours, because one day it ain't going to be here. I've told band members that. I said, one day it's not going to be here for whatever reason. Whenever that time comes, it might be Monday. That show might be this Saturday, or it might be 10 years from now. And sure, there might be a reunion tour. I mean, there'll definitely be a reunion tour, some kind of reunion tour or something. But as long as I got my LA Maggots, and that's another thing I want to bring up. I'm glad that the LA Maggots are in place. For whatever reason, however it came to be, I'm glad that it came to fruition. I got a band locally and some brothers who can play the music to my satisfaction. That's all it is. And that ends at the end of my nose to my satisfaction. Completely subjective, purely for Jeffrey. What Jeffrey thinks, what Jeffrey wants. I got a group of brothers who can play the music to my satisfaction. They can sustain me when Parliament Funkadelics completes this final tour. Possibly on Saturday in Ventura. Ventura of all places. And there's other, we got a little group of fans around here. Well, not even fans, maggots. You can't even call them fans. Because we're deeper than fans. We got a community. We got a community of people. Get together and jam. And we... It's like a family, a tradition based on the funk and music and the talent that's just laying around here in Los Angeles. And then, worst case scenario, I fly to D.C. or fly to the DMV. I think that's D.C., Maryland, Virginia. I don't know. And catch the Clones of Funk. The Clones of Funk, who, by the way, recently had shows in which they played Brides of Funkenstein music, which completely blew me away. Played Birdie, my God. Had some, I don't want to say real backup singers, because that might insinuate something. But you have some obviously experienced, well, I don't want to say that easier. I don't want to make any comparisons, okay? I don't want to make it sound like I'm making any comparison to anything that's existing or in place right now on this final tour. But the whole point is they were singing the Brides of Funkenstein the way Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, who has seen Parliament Funkadelic over 200 times, thinks it should be sung and played. It resonated in my heart. Let's just say that. And I've seen the band over 200 times. And I'll say it again. I've seen the band over 200 times. Documented. I got it on my website. And I got a list of them, dates and places. Too bad I don't have the ticket stubs anymore because of the new electronic tickets. But I do got a bunch of tickets from back in the day somewhere in storage. But not the point. The point is going forward, what are we going to do? We need a plan. We need a plan going forward. What's it going to be? How are we going to get through this? Because I don't go see nobody else. I don't be going to see Cameo or no Soul Live or to just see Trucks in them or Fishbone or anybody. Dumpster Funk. Dumpster Funk. They come close. They come close. But I don't go see them. They don't move me. I go see the L.A. Maggots. I go see the L.A. Maggots and Beat Bump. And I might want to see Kurt Franklin. I think I do want to see Kurt Franklin at least once. Other than that, I'll stay home. And I didn't mean to put it all like stay home and then do my lips, but something like that. Anyhow, I just wanted to say that to Yens, to alert y'all of the final tour. final, not farewell, final tour. Ventura. I'll be there to look in the band's eyes and be in Mr. Clinton's face, possibly for the last time. As Parliament Funkadelic packs it in, goes into hiatus, at the least. Because it says final. Like back remembering 86, was it 85, 86, when it wasn't no Beat Bump, remember? But then again, see, that was only a couple years, if you really think about it, because I saw him at 83. I think that was the Popsicle Tour. But Glory Hallow Stupid, I think, when Mr. Payne came out of Egg, that was 83. Then 84, 85, 86. I think maybe from 83 to 89. I think 89 is when they came back, or whatever comeback means. They did a show at the Palladium, and Bootsy was there. And somehow I was there. I don't even remember how or why, but I was there. And they did a show at the Palladium. I think it was 89. And then they went on the tour and do stuff. But I wasn't involved in following them like that because I was, they played Saturday Night Live back in that time. And I was like young and working, had a new family. I was married, dealing with all that stuff. So my focus was at the least diverted. My focus was at the least diverted. Anyhow, let's just leave it at that. I don't want people to go come on here and say, oh, he's just being dramatic. No, he's just being sensationalized. Oh, he's just saying stuff. He's just trying to drum up drama. He's gaslighting. I don't even know what gaslighting means, technically. He's just trying to be all this and all that. This ain't the last tour. They always say final. No, they always say farewell. They don't say final. So they warned you. They warned you. Anyhow, swing on y'all two times. For me, for the fun. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all, the theory of universe. A hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.